तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एशियनमा
अस्ट्रेलियन बाल बालिकाका फोटो प्रयोग गरेर आर्टिफिसियल इन्टेलिजेन्स वा एआईको माध्यमबाट डिप फेक भनिने दुरुस्त नक्कल प्रतिहरू बनाइएको ह्युमन राइट्स वाचले बताएको छ। केही समय अघि मेलबर्न स्थित एक स्कूलका करिब 50 विद्यार्थीका डिप फेक फोटो सार्वजनिक भएको घटना अनुसन्धान गर्ने क्रममा यो पछिल्लो खुलासा भएको हो। र आउनुहोस् अब सहकर्मी दिनता रिसालबाट सुनौ यो विस्तृत रिपोर्ट।
आर्टिफिसियल इन्टेलिजेन्स अर्थात एआईको प्रयोग गर्ने उपकरणहरूको तालिमका लागि अस्ट्रेलियन बालबालिकाहरूका व्यक्तिगत तस्विरहरू प्रयोग भएको मानवाधिकार सम्बन्धी अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय संस्था ह्युमन राइट्स वाचले एक नयाँ रिपोर्टमा उल्लेख गरेको छ। रिपोर्टका अनुसार ती तस्विरहरू डीप फेक इमेज बनाउन प्रयोग गरिएका थिए र त्यसका लागि बालबालिका र तिनका अभिभावक कसैको अनुमति लिएको थिएन र तिनलाई यसबारे जानकारी पनि थिएन। कसैको तस्विर प्रयोग गरेर बनाइएको नक्कली फोटोलाई डीप फेक इमेज भनिन्छ। एआई उपकरणहरूले तिनलाई दिइएको जानकारीबाट तोकिएको कार्य सम्पन्न गर्छन् र ती उपकरणहरूलाई जानकारी प्रदान गर्ने डेटा सेटमा बालबालिकाहरूको पहिचान हुन सक्ने किसिमका फोटोहरू रहेको बताइएको छ। हाइजुङ हान ह्युमन राइट्स वाचमा बालबालिकाको अधिकार र प्रविधि सम्बन्धी अनुसन्धानकर्ता हुन्। उनी भन्छन् कि उक्त डेटा सेटमा भएका फोटोहरू निजी र पारिवारिक किसिमका थिए।
They were not intended for anyone other than family and friends to see. I mean, one of the photos that I'm thinking about is it's the first seconds of a child being born. You know, the doctor's holding the baby in their hands, and the child is covered, the baby is covered in amniotic fluid, still connected to its mother. You know, this is not a photo that a family member took in order for it to be scraped into an AI tool to then be weaponized against other kids into creating sexual deepfakes. Not at all.
गत महिना मेलबर्नको एक विद्यालयका करिब 50 छात्राहरूका फोटो प्रयोग गरी अनुमति बिना एआईबाट अश्लील डीप फेक तस्विरहरू बनाइएका थिए। अस्ट्रेलियाका अटर्नी जेनरल मार्क ड्रेफसले हालै संसदमा एक विधेयकको घोषणा गरेका थिए जस अनुसार अनुमति बिना वयस्कहरूको अश्लील किसिमका डीप फेक सामग्रीहरू बनाउन र तिनको आदान प्रदान गर्न प्रतिबन्धित छ।
Digitally created and altered sexually explicit material that's shared without consent is a damaging and deeply distressing form of abuse. This insidious behaviour is degrading, humiliating and dehumanising for victims. Such acts are overwhelmingly targeted at women and girls and perpetuate harmful gender stereotypes and gender-based violence. This bill delivers on a commitment made by the Albanese government following the National Cabinet held in May to address gender-based violence.
र बालबालिकाका त्यस किसिमका फोटोहरूलाई भने फौजदारी संहिता अन्तर्गत बाल दुर्व्यवहारको रूपमा लिइने उनले बताएका थिए।
The new offences will apply to sexual material depicting adults, with child abuse material continuing to be dealt with comprehensively in a separate division of the criminal code, which includes detailed offences and heavy penalties.
यस कानूनले वास्तविक समस्यालाई भने समावेश नगर्ने हाइजुङ हान बताउँछिन्। उनी भन्छिन् कि अनलाइन माध्यमहरूमा आफ्ना बालबालिकाका फोटोहरू राख्ने अधिकार अभिभावकहरूसँग हुन्छ, तर तिनको दुरुपयोगलाई रोक्न नसक्नु भने ठूलो समस्या हो।
You know, actually, children and families absolutely have the right to post joyful moments of their lives online. And at the same time, they absolutely have the right to expect that their personal images will be protected by law, by the government, against any kind of misuse. So it's actually not fair to expect children and parents to have to try and protect themselves against a technology that's fundamentally impossible to protect against. It's actually the responsibility of the government to finally pass a comprehensive child data privacy law, which on paper they said they would do soon in August. That would really protect children's data privacy.
Human Rights Watch का अनुसार केही डीप फेक फोटोहरूमा बालबालिकाका पूरा नाम र उमेरका साथसाथै उनीहरू पढेको विद्यालयको नाम पनि सार्वजनिक भएका छन् र ती तस्विरहरू इन्टरनेटमा कतै पनि उपलब्ध छैनन्, जसको अनुसार तिनीहरू व्यक्तिगत ब्लग, विद्यालयको फोटोग्राफरले अपलोड गरेको ठाउँ र अन्य व्यक्तिगत रूपमा फोटो आदान प्रदान गर्ने माध्यमहरूबाट लिइएको हुन सक्ने रिपोर्टमा उल्लेखित छ। साइमन लुसी युनिभर्सिटी अफ एडिलेडको अस्ट्रेलियन इन्स्टिच्युट फर मशिन लर्निङका निर्देशक हुन्। उनी भन्छन् कि अनलाइन माध्यमहरूबाट जानकारी संकलन गर्ने उपकरणहरूले ठूलो मात्रामा डेटा संकलन गर्छन्, जसकारण तिनको निगरानी गर्न झन्
It's unfortunate, but it's a nature of sometimes how some of these models are built, in the sense that they use these things called web crawlers that essentially sort of like go through the internet and collect images and text. And the reality of modern AI is the more data that you get, the better the results. So we're in this sort of weird scenario where, say, 10 years ago, it would have been much easier to go and sort of go and check a data set because of the smaller scale. But with these data sets, it's sort of extraordinarily big.
त्यस्तै अस्ट्रेलियाको आदिवासी समुदायका बालबालिकाहरूका तस्विर पनि प्रयोग भएको र त्यसले आदिवासी समुदायलाई जोखिममा पार्ने हान बताउँछिन्.
Some of these photos come from schools' websites where schools wanted to share with parents and kids the images they'd taken at school events. And they posted these images of kids on parts of the website that's not really publicly accessible. And yet, you know, this data set, this AI data set was scraping from that. And the same thing has been happening, whether it's on YouTube or Flickr or other video and photo sharing sites as well. And the other thing that is really astonishing to me is that this is the first time that anyone's reported that images of First Nations people, much less First Nations children, are scraped into these data sets. And that, of course, causes particular harms for First Nations children.
सुरुमा फोटो अपलोड गरिएको ठाउँबाट त्यसलाई हटाए तापनि एआईको उपकरणबाट त्यसलाई हटाउन नमिल्ने ह्युमन राइट्स वाचको भनाइ छ र योभन्दा ठूलो चिन्ताको विषय भने एआईको प्रयोग गरी बालबालिकाका अश्लील तस्विरहरू बनाइनु हो. लुसी भन्छन् कि कम्पनीहरूले डेटाको सुरक्षा गर्ने भने तापनि एआईको तीव्र विकासका कारण त्यो पूर्ण रूपमा सम्भव छैन.
I think a lot of people in AI sort of have stood behind this wall thinking that, all right, well, we're essentially just getting statistics. We're just averaging things. And so there's no way for individual images to leak out. And there's been some very interesting research showing that in some instances that can happen. And I think the confluence of these two things together have got people worried.
उनी भन्छन् कि नयाँ प्रविधिसँगै कानून पनि त्यही हिसाबमा परिवर्तन हुन जरुरी छ र अस्ट्रेलियाले यस विषयमा नेतृत्व गर्नुपर्ने उनको भनाइ छ.
We actually have to be driving for the innovation piece on this. We actually have to actively be investing in AI, responsible AI research. How can we make sure that AI has been used in a responsible way? Because part of this is actually, we can't just turn it off. We want to make sure that we are actually ingesting data and using data in a way that makes sure that people's privacy is preserved, but also we're getting the benefit. AI is doing some wonderful things at the moment, finding new drug therapies, new ways of building catalysts and batteries to battle climate change. And so our society and the world would actually be poorer if we were just to pause all this. But it has to be a balanced approach between legislation and innovation.
सरकार गोपनीयता ऐनमा परिवर्तन गर्ने तयारीमा छ र यसले भविष्यमा मद्दत गर्ने आशा रहेको हान बताउँछिन्.
I think it is promising that, yes, usually laws take a long time to be adopted and to be enforced, but this is the one instance in which the government has promised that next month they would announce a child data privacy law. And I think everyone has to hold the government accountable to actually doing so in a way that would actually really respect children's rights.
SBS न्यूजका लागि सिडनी ल्याङद्वारा तयार पारिएको रिपोर्ट सुन्नुभयो. SBS नेपालीको यो प्रस्तुतिमा सहकर्मी तिनिता रिसालबाट. यो रिपोर्ट तपाईँले हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/nepali वा आफ्नो फोनमा निशुल्क SBS अडियो एप डाउनलोड गरेर पनि सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ. हाम्रा थप सामग्रीहरू भने युट्युबमा पनि उपलब्ध छन् SBS साउथ एसियनमा. सब्स्क्राइब गरेर साथ दिनुहोला.
पछिल्ला कार्यक्रमहरूलाई आफ्नो समयमा सुन्नुहोस् SBS अडियो एप वा वेबसाइटमा. यो हो SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एसियनमा.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.